You're listening to Rosemary Goes to the Mall, the saga of one woman's lonely journey around the Mall of America. The first thing I noticed today is that on the second floor of the east entrance is a Bloomington police station. So the mall is located in Bloomington, Minnesota, and I guess I just think it's odd because although I have seen mall security, I haven't seen any police officers walking around in the mall at all. I suppose it makes sense that they would have them here, but don't you think that having just spent, you know, as much time as I have walking around this mall, that I would see more of them? Then what occurs to me is that maybe they're plainclothes cops, and so I wouldn't see them. But that kind of makes me nervous, because then if there are plainclothes cops floating around, it seems much more likely that someone would pick me up for suspicious activity. Because, I mean, let's face it, I'm not doing anything illegal, but what I'm doing is weird. And if anyone actually caught on to the fact that I've been shopping in the mall and returning all this stuff, I just feel like they would assume that this was part of a scam somehow. So it's, you know, I think for a second, gosh, you know, I went into the River Church and I went into the National American University. Maybe I should go into the police station and try to engage them somehow. But then I realized that that's a really stupid idea, because what I don't want is to raise my profile in terms of people who might think that I was suspicious or weird. I start my returns at J. Crew and immediately set the alarm off going into the store, which I set the alarm off when I left the store, and they just waved me on. And so I'm assuming it's the bag that I need to return there. These bags are really heavy. I have to say the bag theme, while fun, was impractical because I'm carrying so much crap around now. I bring the bag up to the counter and start the return, and it turns out the bag just went on special today, and it's $20 off, so it's only $49 now. And I'm half tempted to buy it again at the lower price, but I realize that that is ridiculous, that even though that's a better deal, it's still not a deal, and I don't need the bag, and I need to stop spending money I don't need to spend. So I do return the bag. At Sharper Image, I return that bag, and then on the way out, the iRobot catches my eye. And friends of ours recently bought the iRobot, and I haven't heard a report about how it's doing in terms of vacuuming their place by itself without them having to push it around. But I'm completely intrigued, and I want to know if it works, because if it does, I really, really want one. And I feel kind of foolish for focusing so much on bags last time that I didn't even see the iRobot, because that is what I would really like to own from this store. On the other hand, the bag is returned, and I had no qualms about it, so maybe it's better that I missed it. However, that, if there was anything in this store that I would want, it would be someone to do my cleaning for me, or something to do my cleaning for me. So I'm on the first floor of the south wing, the southeast part of the wing, in fact, and this is the last section that I have to knock off of the south wing. So I'm pretty excited, and I'm figuring I won't be able to do it all today, but I'm gonna see where I get to today. The first store on the corner is the Rainforest Cafe. The Rainforest Cafe is a very, very frightening place. And Keith and I, when we moved here, the day that we closed on our house, we weren't able to actually move in that day. And it was raining. It was last August. It was raining. And we didn't know what to do with the kids, because we were staying in a hotel and they were just bouncing off the walls. We'd been in the car for a week getting out here, and they were losing it. So I brilliantly said, well, why don't we go to the Mall of America and check it out? So we piled in our minivan and we came out here, And the first thing we did is we got lunch because we were hungry, and we parked by the Rainforest Cafe. So we came in, and this was the first restaurant that we hit. And we thought, oh, this will be fun for the kids. Well, it was fun for the kids in the way that, you know, like crack cocaine might be fun for someone. But it's just like, it's the nastiest place on earth. And it's got all these moving, growling, screeching animals, and thunderstorms roll in, and the food portions are big enough to feed an army, and it's all just disgusting. And you know, they come up and the waiter said, so would you like to buy your kids some flashing sippy cups with their chocolate milkshakes? We were like, flashing sippy cups? I don't think so. How about a milk for each of them? And it just went on from there. And I think, you know, they ordered hot dogs, and it came with like 3 hot dogs. They ordered dessert, and it was like 3 scoops of ice cream, where, you know, a little kid can really only eat 1 scoop of ice cream, or really only should eat 1 scoop of ice cream. Anyway, the place is obscene, and it's just, it's a pox really on this earth. So this is my first place that I have to shop, and they have a sizable gift shop that is filled with all kinds of things I'm sure my kids would love, since they were so crazed when they were here, they could not even focus on their food. And I've searched, and there's all kinds of cool stuff. There's these little rainforest animal sets that I think they would really love playing with. Maybe if they were in the bath too, you know, they might like it. There's these giant stuffed snakes I think they would dig. And then I come across the perfect thing for Garrett, which is a grab a bug jar. Evan got a bug jar for a present not too long ago, and Garrett always wants to play with it. And so now for $3.99, Garrett can have his own grab a bug jar, and it has a little magnifying glass attached to it. It's really perfect. And I'm going to keep this one, 'cause I think actually this is the perfect gift for Garrett, just because I love him, not because, you know, he has a gift coming or anything like that, but just because, you know, he's always kind of second in a lot of ways, and he's always trying to keep up with Evan, and now he's going to have his own bug jar. And to be honest, I think it's even cooler than Evan's bug jar. I spent a lot of time in the Rainforest Cafe, and I need to speed things up a little bit because I just don't have the patience for that today. I have to say I'm really burnt out today. I feel like I've been shopping a lot, and it's definitely wearing on me. It's just not that much fun. I mean, I don't think I liked it to begin with, but now I really don't like it. It's like endless charges, endless carrying things around, endless looking, endless trying to figure out what to get. My charge card, the top of it, which is on the opposite side from the magnetic strip where it actually says the, you know, the name of the card, which is a USAA card, it's completely worn away because it has been run through charge things so many times, you can't even see what kind of card it is anymore. For a while, there was like a little trace of it, but even the little trace has been washed away. But amazingly, no one has questioned it. No one said, this looks like a fake card. They just keep taking it, and it keeps working, and it's been fine. But I might have to actually ask my credit card company for a new card, and I don't want to do that because I don't want to call attention to myself as in sort of the weird buying practices I've been partaking of recently. In any case, the next store after Rainforest Cafe is the Walking Company, and this is the glorious store that my mother was so ecstatic about buying her Echo sandals from when she was visiting. What's funny is I'm looking at shoes in there, and this woman walks in who's sort of an older woman. She's with her husband, and she's wearing the Echo sandals that my mother just bought. And she comes in and she announces to the guy who works there, These are the best sandals I have ever owned. I love walking in them. Do you have them in any other colors? And the guy's laughing really hard because, you know, she's so exuberant about these sandals. And I mentioned that my mother just bought those sandals too, and she loves them. And all in all, I think, wow, my mother made a really good choice. If this woman is this ecstatic about her shoes, I think that my mother, you know, the money she spent on them was well spent. I'm not sure what to do here because I don't really have a plan for today. I don't want to do the bag thing again because that was too heavy, although it did provide focus and drive for my shopping venture. And I'm thinking about the bug jar, and I'm thinking that the bug jar in some ways really represented something that like will really make Garrett's life better. And I'm wondering if maybe I can try to buy something in each store that will really improve the quality of my life or the life of whoever it is I'm buying this stuff for. So I think that's going to be my goal. And that said, I'm looking at these Keen sandals and I kind of want a pair, but I'm not sure I want a pair because they're, you know, they're really sporty and outdoorsy looking, and I'm just not that sporty and outdoorsy looking, and I'm not sure I want my image to shift in that direction. But Keith would love a pair of these Keen sandals, and you know, they're $100 a pair, but I have a pair of Keen shoes and I love them to death, and I know he would love a pair of these sandals. So I ask the guy to look and see if they have one of these pairs of Keen sandals in Keith's size. He goes back and checks, and it turns out they don't have that color, but they have a different one, and they're not the suede type. They're the cloth, or it's not cloth. It's that really rough material, rough and really sturdy material. And I'm not crazy about them. I don't like them as much as the other pair, but I decide to get them because I think that a pair of Keen sandals would really improve the quality of Keith's life. Now we have the Gap, which I skipped upstairs because it was the men's part of the store and I wanted to shop in the women's part of the store, which was silly, but that's what I did. So I go into the women's part and I'm thinking, what in the Gap would truly improve the quality of my life? And, you know, that's a tall order for the Gap, but I do really need some t-shirts. And I need some t-shirts that fit well and are flattering and are comfortable because a lot of my t-shirts are really old and falling apart. And I hate buying t-shirts at the Gap full price, but the ones that I really like are full price and they're $20 a piece. And that seems kind of steep for t-shirts, but they're pretty cute. And I try them on and I'm really happy with the fit. So I think I'm going to do it. I think that these t-shirts would actually really be the thing in the Gap that would improve the quality of my life. As I'm heading up towards the counter, I see the woman who's checking out somebody else pulls out this great shopping bag that must be a new design from the Gap. And it's not one of those blue plastic bags. It's like a shopping bag with handles and it's brown paper with like this rainbow type design on the front. And it's really cool. And I want one. So I realized that the t-shirts are not going to justify a big shopping bag like that. So on my way up to the checkout, I grab a leather bag and I carry that up as well to the counter. And I figured that will give me the bulk I need to get a shopping bag. But when I check out, she reaches for one of those blue plastic bags. So I have to actually ask her. I said, "Do you have a shopping bag with handles?" And she does. And she gets it out very happily and puts my stuff in it. And I am really pleased with this Gap bag. That is a rockin' bag. That'll be a really nice one for my collection. Now, as I was walking down the mall hallway or corridor, whatever you call it, I noticed that there was a woman who had a Gap body bag. And, you know, I've noticed from shopping in Gap Kids that Baby Gap had its own bag. Gap Kids just had a regular Gap bag. And now, so the women's and men's Gap both have normal Gap bags, and they're just part of just the Gap. And then Gap Body is right next to the Gap. And so now it turns out they have their own bags too. So I'm going to have to buy something from there as well. And I go back there and, you know, I don't usually shop in places like this. These sort of lingerie boutiques. I do go to Victoria's Secret and buy bras every, you know, once in a blue moon. But, you know, I'm not accustomed to places like this and their fancy silky goods. And the underwear is really bizarre. It's this really silky but kind of slick fabric. And I'm kind of intrigued, but it's $10 a pair, so I think I'll skip that. And I also am worried that if I bought underwear, I can't return it. And I don't want to be stuck with $10 underwear, because I think that's too much to pay for underwear. I always buy my underwear at Victoria's Secret when they have their semi-annual sale, because you can get it for about $5 a pair, which is much better. So then I gravitate towards the nightgowns and things like that. And I do find a little black robe. It's like a jersey material. And it'd be the kind of thing you'd pull on in the summer over your jammies to go and have your cappuccino on your front porch. And, you know, it's pretty nice. I actually prefer the gray, but they don't have it in large. So I go ahead and I get the black one. And I very happily receive my Gap body bag as well, although the Gap body bag is nowhere near as cool as the Gap bag. That thing takes the cake. I think it gets the award, really. Well, no, there's some pretty nice bags out there, but still, as a redesign, as a new bag, I think this is really, really nice. Now, aerosols provides a new kind of challenge for me in terms of something that would really improve the quality of my life. I am not completely sure what to do in here. The shoes are not particularly fashionable, and I also know, because we're in the aerosol store, that they're meant to be super comfortable, which would probably improve the quality of my life, but not if they're ugly. So, and I don't really want to do the bag thing. I did the bag thing yesterday. So I take a few loops around the store, and there's a sales girl hovering, waiting for me to stop circling so she can, you know, help me. Clearly I'm already carrying a couple bags, and so I must be a good customer to try to catch here. I settle on trying on these shoes that I asked to try on, a pair of brown and a pair of green shoes. They're flat shoes that, you know, are covered toes, and they're open on top, but then they have a little buckle along the top of the foot. So you would wear them, I think, without socks. And they're pretty cool looking, although the soles are pretty dopey looking, actually. In any case, I asked to try both pairs on, and wow, these are possibly the most comfortable shoes I've ever had on in my life. It feels like walking on air. I mean, they are not kidding. It is really an aerosol. Well, I mean, I might even become a convert if their shoes were cooler looking. And these aren't bad. They're a little dopey looking from the side, because those back heels are just ugly. I mean, they need to work on that, I think. But God, they're cute. The green pair just really wins my heart. And I do just think my life would greatly improve if I could walk around in these shoes all day long. In the children's place, I get a little bit practical. There's really nothing here that's going to so improve the quality of either of my kids' lives that I must run out and buy it. So I start to get practical. I think, well, t-shirts, Evan could use some t-shirts, but I can't find his size. And the t-shirts are kind of dopey. They all have lots of stuff all over them. And I just want plain t-shirts. And then I find that they're having a sale on pajamas, and they're short sleeve and short pant pajamas. And we're going to need some of those for the summer because it's, they've got lots of long sleeve pajamas and lots of long legged pajamas. Of course, getting Garrett into something with short pants will be a total trial because, like, this morning was the worst morning ever with him just screaming about wanting to wear a long sleeve shirt when it's way too warm right now to do so. And I mean, we got it resolved. We got him in the shirt after, you know, huge screaming fits. And then in the middle of his oatmeal, he just let his spoon bang down on the table and he started screaming. And we're like, he was talking as he was screaming, but we couldn't understand. And we said, well, you know, Garrett, tell us again, what's the matter? And he said, I want long sleeve shirt. So, you know, the kid is clearly very attached to covering his body with as much material as possible. So he's not going to like these, but it will improve his life if he can learn to love the shorts because he won't be so hot and sweaty all the time. So I'm hoping that these, he gets attached to these somehow. Now, as I'm waiting to check out at the children's place, the store is vibrating. I'm standing holding onto the counter and the entire place is shaking. And I'm pretty sure Minnesota doesn't have too many earthquakes and it's happening repeatedly. No one else seems to notice, but I notice. So I say to the sales girl when it's my turn, is that from the roller coasters that the store is shaking? And she says it's from the roller coasters, and there's also a train, a commuter train that goes underneath the mall. And so that periodically makes the store shake as well. But I find that kind of odd that, you know, all these things are making stores in the Mall of America vibrate. And I think I've noticed it before, but just not quite so dramatically before. This is really a big, strong shake. Like, it makes me nervous. I forget all about that. However, in American Eagle Outfitters, wow, I just don't know what to do with myself in this store. It is really over the top. The music is blaring. The clothes are tight. And everything says American Eagle Outfitters on it, and I certainly don't want to become an advertisement for this store. So in the theme of t-shirts, I start to look for t-shirts that I can buy that might really improve my life. And I'm not finding anything. The ones that don't say American Eagle Outfitters on them have the number 19 on the front. And I think, okay, well, I could wear a t-shirt which had the number 19 on the front. And then I picked the shirt up and I turned it over to look on the back and it said 77. And then I noticed another t-shirt which said the whole number, 1977. And, well, I don't know. Are you supposed to be advertising your birth date? Because if you are, then I think 1977 isn't going to do it for me. And then I think, is it like those smoking signs at convenience stores? You know, if you were born on or after this date, you may not buy cigarettes. This one is, if you were born on or before 1977, you may not purchase clothing at this store. And this seems pretty accurate to me because that would make you 29 if you were born in 1977. And that would be in the theme of don't trust anyone over 30. And that would definitely mean that I should not be shopping here. They have plenty of customers, however, because once I find some t-shirts that fit terribly and I decide I can't spend another second in the store and I go up and I wait in line, it is packed. There's like a bazillion people in front of me. It's unlike any other store I've been to today it's really mobbed with people dying to buy these clothes. So I must be odd man out here, because I don't understand it. I don't get it. I am at the end of the row here. I'm back at Lego Imagination Center, Lego World, and I'm starving. And I just realize I can't keep going unless I eat. So I stop in at the Healthy Express, which is right there. And I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm not going to order out from the sushi place. I'm not going to order out from Tucci Banuch. I am going to eat something healthy. So I order a garden medley juice, which is like carrot juice, cucumber juice, apples, parsley, broccoli, all kinds of stuff. And that'll be really good. And then I don't really like wraps that much, but I order a wrap because that's pretty much my only option here. And I'm pretty sure that the juice won't do it for me. As much as I would like to be a person who could get filled up by a big vegetable juice, I just don't think that that is going to happen. And she asked me if I want it for here or to go. And I say to go in the hopes that they'll have a bag, but they don't. They just give it to me in a brown paper bag. So that was too bad. And so I end up sitting in their seating anyway. And I'm sure they're standing up there thinking, why did she do that? God, what a bitch. Why not just get a tray? I had to waste a paper bag on her. Anyway, I eat, I drink, I rest, and gain sustenance for the rest of my shopping. So on the corner right next to Lego Imagination Center is a big boarded up store, which says Coldwater Creek coming soon. So I think I might have to come back for that because, you know, I should definitely have a Coldwater Creek bag, in my collection. So I may have to revisit this location again. In any case, the next store is Trade Secret, which is a salon products store. And I'm not big on salon products, but I figure I'll just buy something, you know, that's sort of gifty and return it. And I pick out, after really picking through their selection, I pick out a little product which comes in a cardboard canister. It's really cute. The brand is Get Fresh. And the thing is called Look Better Naked. And it's got like body scrub, exfoliating body scrub and body butter and stuff like that in it. And I figure, well, this would probably greatly improve the quality of my life. So if I looked better naked, that would definitely be a big plus. So I pick that out and I walk up towards the counter, and then I notice that they have Paul Mitchell products there. And my new hairdressers here, I go to Moxie Salon in St. Paul, they've turned me on to the Paul Mitchell Super Skinny shampoo and conditioner. And I have really, really big hair that gets really frizzy and out of control. And I've been really pleased with the Super Skinny shampoo and conditioner. And I've always been a person who bought the cheapest shampoo possible because it sort of offended me to spend real money on shampoo. But I have to say, I think this stuff really works and I think it makes my hair look better. Not really right now because I desperately need a haircut and I've sort of got a mullet in the back right now. But if I had a decent haircut and was taking care of it properly, then my hair would definitely look better with this shampoo. And not only do they have it at a really good price, which is they have these sets of two bottles of shampoo and a conditioner for $12, which is outrageously good price compared to what I paid for it at the salon. And then I noticed that they have the super big bottles for two for $24. And these are like three times as big as the other bottles. So it's a much better deal. And wow, I am totally wowed by this. I think this is a great thing. And I'm going to buy this and I'm going to keep it because I'm about to run out of shampoo. And I was planning on buying more at the salon and going and getting my hair cut soon. But maybe I'll save some money and buy it here. Now, as I pick that off the shelf, I'm carrying so many bags at this point that the Look Better Naked canister tips to the side, the top falls off, and one of the little canisters of body butter or whatever falls onto the ground and the cover cracks. So I'm feeling really stupid right about now, and I bring it up to the counter. I get my arms through all the hooks of the bag, and I bring it up to the counter, and I admit to the woman what's just happened. And she doesn't seem too concerned, and she takes it from me, and she tells me, thank you for telling her. I guess some people would probably try to stuff it back on the shelf and pretend like they didn't break it. But I fess up, and the only drawback is it turns out they don't have any more, so I can't buy that. So it's going to be just the Paul Mitchell Super Skinny for me today. Now, Lucky Brand jeans, I have a previous relationship with. My friend Yumi told me about Lucky Brand jeans and that they have really good fit. And I don't know. When I lived in New York at one point I got down skinnier than I've ever been before, which is probably about 12 pounds less than I am now. And I bought a pair of jeans from them. And these are really expensive jeans. I had some birthday money, you know, kind of like the birthday money I used to buy that pendant. And I had some birthday money. And I just really wanted to celebrate my beautiful new skinniness. And Lucky Brand jeans, I was told, had a great fit. And I went in and I tried them on and they looked hot. I mean, they looked fantastic. And I paid my $100 for them out of my birthday money. And I promptly gained 5 pounds and have never been able to wear them comfortably since. I've always been really, really bummed about that and have had this fantasy that I was going to get back down to, you know, 138, which is, you know, what I was at that point. And I never have. And it makes me very sad. So going into Lucky Brand jeans and buying another pair of jeans fulfills some kind of a fantasy for me, because these jeans are fantastic. I don't know how they make them, but they fit great. Well, I mean, if you buy the right size, they fit great. And they're just super comfy. Again, you know, if you have the right size. So there's a super hip young sales guy in there, and I start rooting through the jeans, and he comes over to ask me what fit I'm looking for. And I say, I want the dark denim, and I tell him my size, and I take a pair in, and they fit, you know, just perfectly in the waist, but they feel a little loose in the rear end. I don't have a very big rear end. But nonetheless, they seem a little loose, you know, for what I'm used to. But they're super comfy. So I wear them out, and he helps me. He finds a size smaller because he said that that might help in terms of fitting a little bit closer. And then he gets another pair out that fit really snug in the ass. So they'll be, you know, super sexy jeans. So I bring those back in and I try them on, and the smaller size definitely fits better. And I try on the loose pair, and they definitely look better. The butt is loose, but fitting a little closer, and they look hot. And there's the denim is so soft. And then I try on the other pair, and they're a little tighter, definitely. They're slightly lower. They're more low rider type jeans, and they definitely fit, you know, much more snugly. So it's not quite as comfortable an experience, although they do look fantastic. But I decide that I really am seduced by how soft the denim is on the looser fitting pair, and that they look really cute, and that those are the ones that I want. I realize that I'm going to have to part with these because I just can't justify spending $100 in a pair of jeans right this second. But someday, Lucky Brand, I will own you forever and you will fit me and I will wear you all the time. Now, at this point, I have so many bags, I can barely walk. The guy in the Lucky Brand jeans store, you know, makes a comment about how much I'm shopping. And I figure if he thinks I'm shopping too much, I need to do something. And I realize that I only have four more stores on this row. And if I do all four stores, that I will have made it halfway around the Mall of America. And all my tiredness falls away when I think about that. I mean, that is just a glorious, glorious thing to have almost made it halfway around. And screw it, I am not waiting until next week to hit that halfway mark. I want to do it today. So I decide that what I have to do is rent a locker, because I can't carry all this shit around anymore. So I walk back to the east entrance and I rent a locker. I can barely get all my stuff into one of the large lockers, but I shove it in there and I walk back, and the next store after Lucky Brand Jeans is Brooks Brothers. Now this is a big shift. I have no idea what to do in Brooks Brothers for myself. So I try to focus on Keith, but to be honest, this clothing is so preppy. It's just inappropriate for really anyone in my immediate family. The clothing in here is so preppy that while attractive, some of it, I just, you know, Keith is much more of like a browns and greens and, you know, kind of guy. And like, you know, he dresses really nicely and he always looks really pulled together, but not like this kind of pulled together. This is over the top really, for him. I am tempted to, as a joke, get him the shorts that are, the patchwork shorts of different pastel colored materials. They're perfect, like Bermuda shorts. But even as a joke, I still really want to improve his life. You know, if my life is greatly improved by owning a pair of Lucky Brand jeans and a pair of shoes, that, you know, I can walk around in comfortably in, you know, forever, then maybe owning a really nice something would be good for Keith. But I cannot find a thing in here that I think he would like or that I would want him to wear. I'm about to get him this short sleeve blue button down shirt as, you know, one of the more palatable items in the store. It's kind of funny because nobody has offered to help me, and, I must be giving off a low class vibe or something like that, because there's plenty of salespeople in the store, but everyone is sort of avoiding me. Maybe they think that I'm not going to actually buy something because I look like shit or something. But, anyway, just as I'm about to go up and buy this short sleeve shirt, I find this nice blue knit sweater with sort of a button down collar. It doesn't button down all the way, just at the collar. And, it's got, you know, a collared neck too. So I think Keith even has a sweater like this, but I think this one would probably be good for him. It's definitely the most appropriate thing that I can find in the store. I'm feeling light as a feather with only the Brooks Brothers bag and three more stores to go. I'm feeling fantastic. I go into Sigrid Olsen, and I've been in here before. I stopped in at some previous trip to the mall, you know, 6 months ago or something. And at the time, I thought that all the clothes in here were really nice. But I have to say that today, the place is giving off a little bit of a J. Jill vibe to me. You know, all the colors are kind of perfect and feminine, and everything seems to be cut a little wide at the waist. And I'm thinking, ooh, I don't know if I can find anything in here that I really like. I really look hard because I do have this memory of coveting some stuff in here. Maybe it's just changed stock completely, or maybe I was dreaming. maybe I shopped so rarely that I didn't have a good sense of what a good store for me really was. And I was just like, wow, new clothes would be great in general, you know? And so then I had this feeling that this too could be great. But I keep, you know, searching through the racks, and I find a couple nice blouses that I'm going to try on. They don't seem like they're really nicely fitted. You know, like I prefer blouses that are fitted a little bit better. So they kind of slim you down a little bit. They make you look taller. These, they're a little bit like J. Jill. They kind of go out a little bit at the waist. When I try them on, that proves to be true. But one of them is still pretty cool. I mean, I don't love the fit, but it's a pretty cool blouse. And it's this really nice slate blue with white stitching. And if it were cut more in a more flattering fashion, I would totally love it. But I think that this will do. And certainly I think it would improve the quality of my life to have more cool shirts. And if this was a little cooler, it would totally fit the bill. So I think it's the best I'm going to do in Sigrid Olsen. Right next to Sigrid Olsen is a store called Elizabeth. And this seems to be an upscale plus size, you know, middle-aged woman store. And they have all kinds of fancy name brands. And I figure I will pretend like I'm buying a present for somebody else. I wander through the store and there's all kinds of things, but I don't really like any of it. But I do end up actually, ironically, in the Sigrid Olsen section of this store. I guess Sigrid Olsen also makes plus size stuff. I pick out a jacket that I think my mother would actually really like. It's this really pretty peach color. I think she would look really nice in it. I have no idea what these sizes correspond to in real sizes. And I don't even know what size my mother is. I suspect this would be way too big for her. I get the smallest size there, but in any case, she's never going to try it on. But it supplies a perfect solution. And I bring it up to the counter, and you know, it's actually really pretty. It's like this peach linen jacket, and it's got this embroidery all up the collar and down the button, you know, whatever, the edge. And it's got these little beads that are sewn onto the edge as well. It's really, really pretty. I mean, I would never wear it, but you know, I think my mother would look really pretty in it. And so I think that if it fit, which I don't think it would, this would actually greatly improve the quality of my mother's life, at least on the days that she decided to get dressed up. Cause I think it would make her look really pretty. Now I feel like $1 million as I walk into Chico's. Chico's is a funny store. I have seen them all over the place, but never actually been into one. And I guess I had a vision of it being a cooler store than it is. It still seems to be really going for this, like, middle-aged woman market. Middle-aged women must spend a ton of money on clothes, by the way. I mean, there are more stores catering just to them. It's kind of incredible. Maybe not quite as many as cater to, you know, super young women. And I think, oddly enough, that as someone who's 35, I'm stuck a little bit in between. You know, places like Abercrombie and Fitch make me want to vomit. And Ann Taylor is like way too put together for me, although I find it very attractive. But then, you know, places like this make me want to scream and run in the other direction as well. In any case, I thought Chico's would be a much more fashionable place than it is. It's not quite to the leopard skin print pants level, but it's halfway there. So I focus on the bags, which I swore I wasn't going to buy bags today. I bought one by accident at the Gap, but they have these really cool bags by Bagalini. And some of their bags are these, just these little cheap plastic totes, but they turn inside out so you can have two different colors. So it'll be pink on one side and orange on the other side. But I pick out this commuter bag, and it's like a briefcase, but much, much cooler. It's like this olive green with orange ribbing, and then it's got brown leather handles, and it also has a shoulder strap that you can attach. And I think this is so cool. It is super attractive. I don't need it in the slightest, but I do think that the quality of my life would be greatly improved if I had cooler bags, like cooler, you know, totes and, you know, things to carry stuff around in. It's funny because I didn't really like any of the bags that I bought last time, but this bag, man, I dig it. I seriously dig it. I think it's really attractive. So I decided to buy it and feel really like, you know, doing a little jig when I walk out of Chico's into the Bloomingdale court. I mean, I've done it. I have made it halfway around the Mall of America. And that is no mean feat. This is my 12th visit. Well, it's not my 12th visit ever, but it's my 12th shopping visit in my grand attempt to do this. And I think that I have really made some good progress here. I'm really pleased with myself. So, you know, on that note, I think I better get the hell out of here because I've gone to way too many stores. I really pushed the limit. I don't like going to this many stores usually, but I really am glad. I'm going to take the weekend, get some rest before I come back and start in on the second half of the mall.